Hey guys, welcome back to Maintaining the Me in Marriage and Motherhood. I'm Kimberly.
And I'm LaShawna.
And today we're going to be talking about blended families, bringing these families together, whether it be divorcees bringing their children in together, or maybe a single mom and getting remarried. We have all kind of little issues here. So we'll be going over these different types of situations where you're blending families. So we're going to be talking about that today and just kind of discussing and talking about what kind of issues can come up and how to deal with them in the best way that we possibly can.
Yeah. And how it even came up. Well, I have a blended family, and Kimberly also has a blended family, and she comes from a blended family. She's a product of a blended family. So that's going to be a good topic for us to be able to talk about and share our insight and our experience. And actually one of the customers at the salon, we were talking about it one day, and I didn't know that she was a mom, and I had seen her, you know, quite often. She's a regular. She's one of the stylist's regular customers, so I was here pretty often. But we had never really talked, so I didn't know that she was even a mom. And then she was telling her about the podcast, and she was like, oh yeah, and, you know, she was saying that she was a stepmom. And that her stepson had just recently moved in with them. And so she went from being like a weekend stepmom to like a full-time stepmom. Yeah. So, and so many challenges. And she was kind of just frustrated. And so I was like, well, you know, maybe that'll be a good topic for us to cover.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure in this day and age, because even the article I read a few articles, but the best one that I read was by Natalie Nichols Gillespie. Blended families, and she was talking about, she was saying how a third of all weddings consist of some type of blended family. So most of us are dealing with some type of blended family, whether you're going into a family that with a male or a female that already has children, whatever,
yes.
Or if you have children and they have children. So,
yeah.
You know, usually if you're, you know, getting married and you're in your 30s, whatever, they come in with their own package.
Yes.
And so we thought this would be a good topic to discuss and kind of go over. And for single moms that are looking to get married that haven't been married, or divorced moms that are looking to be remarried, so we can go over this topic and
kind of talk about it.
Yeah, just talk about it.
Yeah. I know my stepmom, she raised me, and it was, you know, a really good situation. It was a little bit easier, too, for our situation because I was coming out of a home where my natural mom was dealing with, you know, some issues as far as drug problems. So she wasn't really, we didn't have that baby mama issue,
right.
You know, where it was any type of, but she really wasn't involved in, you know, my stepmom raising me because she, you know, was doing her own thing. So it was a little bit easier, and it was so easy to where even my stepmom would, you know, take me to see my mother, and they built a relationship to where if my mom needed help sometimes, or, you know, she could call my stepmom and my mom would, you know, try to help her out sometimes because she still had my other two siblings, my little brother and my sister. So they actually built a good relationship. And, you know, usually a lot of times in blended families, that doesn't happen very often.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, sad to say that it had to happen because of my mom was on drugs. It's LaShawna's phone, not
sorry,
mine, guys.
Sorry, guys.
but you know, it still ended up being a good situation because my stepmom also would go, and she knew how close I was with my brother and my sister, so she would pick them up sometime because she knew I missed them and that they were a big part of my life, and she would bring them to our house, and they would, you know, they formed relationships with my other brothers and sisters
mm-hmm.
to where now they consider them their brother and sister, you know?
Right.
So that was a good thing. That doesn't happen a lot, or doesn't happen often enough as it should, because that's how blended families really should operate. And it shouldn't have to be because one person's on drugs and isn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It should be where the mom can deal with the other mother as adults,
right.
Because if the relationship is over, it's over.
Right.
You know, and you should be able to have that good communication. So you're, because it's all about the children. So they can feel that they could go to either parent, or there's no issues or animosity or anything, and that everybody can get along and it could be a good, loving, you know, relationship. Yeah.
Because
I was blessed to be able to have two mothers. I mean, you know, one mother on one hand that wasn't always available, but she was still my mother. And then I was so blessed to have a woman that loved me like her own natural child. And there was never, ever any differences made with me being a stepchild and my other brothers and sisters. If anything, she played more favoritism towards me than she did with her own children. But, you know, everybody's not blessed to have that situation. So I know when I was introduced to my husband's children now, that was my whole attitude, was to try to be the best stepmom that I could be. They were adults, though. I mean, not adults, but they were, one was an adult. She was in her early 20s. And then the other one was graduating from high school. So they were older already. So, you know, we formed a pretty decent relationship. It's not, you know, I wouldn't say the best, but, you know, it's decent. And I tried on my part because that's how I was raised. But, you know, that whole baby mama stuff.
That's where it becomes an issue, especially if, like, the person, not saying that his baby mama is not over him, but a lot of times it's like when you were kind of in a struggle in the relationship. And, you know, maybe if he was doing a little this over there, a little that over there, you know, it's a little, it's too much of that going
on.
It's not going to work.
Because
the woman is not getting a chance to heal or really be done with the situation before someone else comes in. And so I think that causes a lot of the conflict too, because you know, the relationship isn't really over. You know, so it's like they're still, you know, he's playing two ends against the middle. Or even in women's cases, because I know some women that have children with men that they're not really done with, and they got this new man coming in, and he want to know why the baby daddy's so crazy. It's because she's still giving him false hope. You know, and so there's, you know, that going on. So in order, that's the number one thing, for in order for it to work, you definitely need to be done
with that,
the other situation. Because that's already... going to be too messy and too much messy going on and too many feelings. You know, and you're not giving the other person time for closure. So they can move on.
And be mature,
and be
about,
mature
this,
about the situation. You know, you can't bring two women together or two men together if there's still some type of love connection. You might have love for the person, but if you're still having sex with them, or even, you know, inappropriately communicating.
Flirting, any of that type of stuff.
Any of that kind of stuff. You know, everybody in the situation definitely has to be mature, and even if they have moved on, just being respectful of each other as adults. You know, and their boundaries, and this is my man, or this is my woman. And you're the past, I'm the future. And, you know, like, there definitely has to be those type of boundaries. And in the article, it also talks about, this was such a good article, actually, but it's the different portraits of what a blended family looks like, because there are several different blended families and scenarios. And so the first portrait that she listed was a husband with children who marries a never married or wife with no kids of her own. And he's bringing his children into the situation, and she doesn't have any children. And so they were saying that the biggest issue in those type of blended families is the man is just assuming the wife to be a ready-made mom. And may overwhelm her with too many responsibilities of taking care of children, and she doesn't have her own children. And so you don't know how the children already feel about their parents not being together. And then you're adding someone else into the equation, and you're throwing, basically throwing the kids on her. And so in that situation, she made some really good suggestions of really having the dad take a leadership role in the situation and kind of act as a bridge for the parents. For the, you know, the children and the their new stepmother, and so that they can build more of a bond, and not being so overwhelmed with all the duties of, we know, of being just being a wife, period, even with your own children. It can be a lot.
And if you haven't had any children, and then have some children just, you know, introduced to you like that, do you even have your maternal instincts together yet? Know, like, do you really know how to... I mean, of course, you people, you know, are going to be nice to the children and all that, but just to have all those different
maternal instincts, you know? So she was talking about that in the article, that the father of the children needs to be aware of that. Like, mm-hmm. okay, you need to be patient too, because she doesn't have children.
Exactly.
And she may never have been married. So you're bringing your children into the situation. Don't expect her to be like a ready-made mom.
Yeah.
You need to kind of blend it all in and, you know, maybe set some boundaries for your own children. And so she can kind of see how you guys operate and then, you know, blend into that where she's not feeling like an outsider.
Yes.
In that situation.
Definitely.
So that was portrait number one. And then portrait number two was a wife with children who marries a man that doesn't have any children.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying that the biggest issue with that is, you know, the whole mama bear thing. It's like,
yes,
these are my children and
watch yourself.
Exactly. But you want him to come in and be the leader of the family and leader of the household, yeah. and take on all these male role, gender role responsibilities. Definitely. But you can't say nothing to my kids.
Yeah. Wow.
And she talked about the little insiders, you know, between the mother and her children and different things where he's feeling isolated from decision making.
Left out, yeah.
And, you know, in most families, you know, the male is supposed to have the final say.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if the children don't really like them, or you've already created a boundary where he can't say anything to your children or, you know, anything like that, it would just make it so difficult.
Work.
Yeah, it would make it so difficult for him to come in.
Definitely.
And this is actually the portrait number two is kind of where I started off with my husband, because he didn't have any children, but I had my oldest son already, and mm-hmm. he was already, like 3 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
He's been on him his whole life because we grew up together.
Mm-hmm.
But when the relationship changed, you know, and at that time his dad was still alive and we all grew up together.
Yeah.
And so it was already, they wasn't going to be talking.
Exactly.
You know, it wasn't, there was no reconciliation.
They was not going to be working that out.
They wasn't going to work that out, you know? And so it was already kind of tough. And so with my son, he had a really good relationship with his biological father and he spent a lot of time with him. And, you know, so they had that relationship, but he was still little.
Yes.
But as he grew, I felt like my husband, he really handled that situation maturely because he never fed into any type of drama. Like,
yes.
He didn't feed into it. He
exactly.
didn't, you know, he didn't provoke the situation. He was very respectful.
Yes.
He never tried to come in disciplining.
Yes.
You know, he already knew him. They already had a relationship, you know, built a relationship mm-hmm. from when he was young. But he always, and to this day, he always had the friend approach.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, you know, of course I'm the male of the house, but, you know, I want to be your friend. I don't want to take the place of your dad. I'm
yeah.
not trying to be
Definitely.
Your dad. You know, he always had a lot of respect for my older son's dad as far as the boundaries of mm-hmm. him spanking and all that type
yeah.
of stuff. He never really did that.
Because that's just not, you just don't do
yeah.
that. Especially not when the father is present.
He's
present.
Yeah, he
you know?
Never tried
yeah,
to
so
take over. Even when we
Definitely.
Had a child together, before we were married, he had his son and Kimon had his dad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it was never a, you know, now I got your kids, we live together. Now this is, you know, it,
yes.
he never did that.
Exactly.
You know, he always involved my older son. And so he was always there and always, you know, open to him
definitely.
And all that. But he definitely did never try to just cross the boundary
exactly.
of that. You know, even when my son, as he got older and his dad passed away, my son still has his same last name. He
yes.
kept his dad's last name. It
yeah.
was never an issue. We
no.
never pushed him
no.
or, no.
Yes. But, yeah. I mean, when people do that, that's when it gets, you know.
Yeah. It's, like
it's almost like you're trying to erase that part.
That part. Yeah.
That
and
child's
like,
life or your life, you know.
Right.
But that parent is still there. And a lot of people do that, you know, where they try and, you know, take that parent out completely, and it's just like, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
Especially when that parent is still involved.
Still involved.
And men, you know, they can be so territorial,
mm-hmm.
so, you know, that's good that, you know, he didn't, you know, because that's so serious to...
It is. Especially for the way that how our situation was,
mm-hmm.
because especially when his father passed,
yeah,
it's even more critical for him.
Definitely.
And I had more children with my husband. And so it was like he had a different father and I had more children. She has other siblings, and they all share a dad.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be even more sensitive Definitely. To the fact that you're not his dad, so he's not going to cling to you that way, because he did know his dad, and they did have a good relationship, and he still has a good relationship with his dad's family.
Yes.
They're still very close. And so really in that situation, I just felt like the way that we handled it, and my husband was always super mature about it.
Yeah.
You know, he never was like, oh, is this family coming over here, or they, you know, I'm still really close with my nieces and nephew, and, you know, really, you know, with his side of the family, his sister,
yeah.
we're still really close. And he never felt any kind of way like,
exactly.
oh, you're talking to them. You know,
yeah.
it was never like that. And so everybody in the situation really handled it in a mature way.
That's
you
what
really,
I'm going to say. And that's why that maturity, you got to be able to.
It's a wrap.
Because it's about family. You have to mm-hmm. be able to still, you know,
get
love
together.
Each other, get together. And once you get past those feelings and stuff, then it's easy to do, you know,
right?
Because you're not dealing with any, like you said, nobody's doing any sneaky stuff or
right.
nothing's going on, so it's like, okay, I can
do this.
Yeah,
yeah.
I can accept that,
right.
you know.
And even if, and sometimes you have to take the initiative in that, if you are in a situation where, you know, your baby daddy or your baby mom moved on and they're getting remarried and they are giving you signals or whatever. Shut that down.
Exactly.
Shut it down. You have
Shut
to take control
that
over that
down.
And not feel, you know, once they've already committed into another relationship, that relationship with you is really a wrap.
Definitely.
You know, so don't even allow yourself to be used in that way
yes.
for him to be able to come back and forth or for her to be able to go
Definitely.
Back and forth. You know,
yeah.
just you take the initiative to shut it down.
Exactly.
And say, no, you are moved on clearly
yes.
and I need to move on.
Too.
So it's no more of that.
No.
So that you can focus fully on the children.
Definitely. Because, I mean, you know, and I, who would want to be in that situation anyway? Then you looking all desperate. And, I mean, you know, like, stop it.
Don't do it.
Don't put yourself in that
situation.
I mean, you know, especially when that person didn't marry you or something. It's just
yeah.
like, I wouldn't want to be that person.
No.
I mean, and, you know, especially with men, they going to do what you let them do. So, like
That's
you said,
it.
You got to...
You have to pull the what? Reins on that. Yeah, most
Definitely.
Men are not really going to be dealing with no being no side chick.
Oh, no.
Situation. They want to fight. And if they want to be, if they really want to be in that, somebody might get shot.
Somebody
it's,
like,
it's,
exactly.
It's going to get too
they gonna
wild.
Be like that.
Yeah, don't
yeah,
play with
they
that.
Gonna, no, don't play with
that.
That
gets too crazy.
Woo, that gets too crazy. Leave that alone.
Yeah. That's, you don't want to be doing that. That's,
no.
Yeah.
That's too serious.
That gets
right
too
there.
Serious. Yes, women, they're a little bit more understanding.
Yeah, but
men,
nah.
You don't want to leave no man on.
No, don't even play.
Lying and playing.
Leave that alone. If you're done with it, be done with it.
No dibbling and dabbling
no.
on two ends of the spectrum.
Exactly.
Somebody's gonna get hurt.
Somebody's gonna get hurt.
And then there was portrait number three. We will get carried away and just start moving on. So portrait number three is a divorced mom with children who marries a divorced dad with children. So it's children on both sides. You're both bringing kind of like the Brady Bunch.
This is a serious portrait.
This is
right
yeah. They, this is like the most common scenario, and it has the most hurdles because you're bringing in even more people.
Definitely.
You know, you're bringing in the children's mother or the children's father on both sides, if they're both on, you know, on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And more importantly, you're bringing in children on both sides. So they already have an established relationship with their other parent, whether it's the mother or the father on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're dealing with all kinds of different situations. You know, if you have full-time custody or part-time custody, are his children coming over only on the weekend? Are they living with you full-time? Are her
yes.
children coming on the weekend and living with you guys full-time? So there's so many different factors that go into this type of blended family.
Definitely.
Everybody has to be super mature. And really, inside the house, there has to be an understanding.
Yeah.
Oof. It just could get too out of control.
Definitely.
So at that point, the parents really need to come together and establish some type of camaraderie with each other and showing the children, like, you know, yes, we're together, we're a force, we're the parents in this situation. You know, whatever goes on at your mama's house, or your daddy's house, that's y'all business in that household.
Definitely.
But here we have this set of rules, and, you know, and being open, even as parents, to listening to some of the gripes and the complaints of the children, what issues they're having, maybe even with each other, depending on what age they are, they may not get along.
Definitely.
Or one sibling may be closer to the other step sibling, you know, so all those things, you know, that's my sister or that's my brother.
Definitely.
You know, so all those different things. And they were saying that it takes about 2 years to even settle in for everybody to kind of get to know each other. And, you know, so this stuff takes time. This is not going to happen overnight. You know that you're going into the blended family. It's a long haul.
Yeah.
It's not, because even with my older son and my other, like in the beginning when we first moved in together, it'll be funny because, you know, my son was probably like 6 or 7, you know. And so we wasn't married yet. We wasn't married yet, but my husband would be like, I think he moved my shoes, you know. It would be like one time his shoes, he put his shoes outside and it was raining.
Oh, he's going outside. You and get your shoes on your way out.
And it was raining.
So
and his shoes got wet. Funny. Over his shoes. Oh, his shoes got wet. Goodness. Oh, he was pissed. And he swore it was a conspiracy. And I'm just like, he's 5. Like, I mean, relax.
So,
and he's just like, did his dad tell him to do that? It's like, no, he's he just probably did it on his own. He might have.
Yes. Shit,
we don't know. They could be working as a team. Are you ready for this, though? I mean, how bad you want to be in business?
Exactly, because this might be going
this
down.
This might be going down. This might happen.
So,
you know, but I think that it worked, too, because I was open to listening. Like, I didn't shut everything down. It was kind of like, yeah, well, you know, that's probably what's happening. He probably is feeling a way about this. You know what I mean?
Especially boys with their mom.
Boys with their mom. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was like, okay, maybe that is what's happening.
Yes.
You know, and being a listening ear to your spouse and saying, okay, yeah, I'm feeling this kind of way. Like, you want to really have an open forum for discussion from your mate, you know, and not be defensive about your kids. Well, my kid wouldn't do. And you just saying that because that's your son or that's your daughter. You know, really having an open mind to however they're feeling, because it's really not about how you see it. It's really about how it's making your spouse feel.
Definitely.
You know, if they feel like they're being violated in some type of way or disrespected, it's valid, period.
Yeah.
And you got to figure out how to get around that. Okay, well, what can we do to make you feel more, you know, secure in a situation?
Definitely.
Or make you feel like your voice is being heard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is, you are the step parent in the situation. You, this is your house.
Yes.
So that child needs to respect that parent as an adult, not just as their dad or a mentor. They don't even have to see them in that way, but they definitely need to respect them of the leader of the home or as the mother of the home.
Mm-hmm.
So really having that understanding with your children and letting them know, listen, I understand that you do have your own mom or your own dad or whatever, but when you come in here, these are the rules. This is the expectation of respect.
Yeah.
And, you know, and working to everybody really working together to try to make it work, because it's just not easy.
No, definitely not. Especially with, like you said, this situation, bringing in more children on both sides. That's a situation.
Right. And then there was portion number 4, which is a widow or a widower with children that remarries, where they have. So I went really from a number 2 portrait to a number 4 portrait, you know, because they can change. It changes, you know, especially with, you know, people pass away, different things. And it can make it very difficult.
Yeah.
Because they don't even have that option anymore.
Definitely.
And even with my older son, you know, as he got older, he definitely, it's affected him more as he got older, where we had to be even more concerned. Like, I actually homeschooled him when we moved to Atlanta. I kept him home because I was home with all the children. I was stay-at-home mom, but he was already in school. But I actually brought him home because I noticed that he was having a lot more problems in school, mm-hmm. Just with his emotional state.
Yeah.
You know, it was just tough. And I was already at home.
Yes.
So I was like, you know what? You just probably need to come home and be with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had the little ones at home already. And so I didn't, maybe he was feeling away.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. So I just brought him home. It actually worked out great because he was able to do his work independently, and you know, it just worked out so much better when he did end up going back to regular school in high school when he got to 10th grade. So mm-hmm. I kept him out 8th and 9th grade,
mm-hmm.
and that was such a crucial turning point for him because he was going into being a mature
yes.
young man, and mm-hmm. he didn't have his dad. His dad had already passed away, and had already been a couple of years, and every day was not hard for him, but you know, when you are graduating from
yeah.
school, or you know, you have something important happen, you've got that
you
touchdown.
You want your dad to be there.
You want to be able to talk to your parent about that, or you know, get. But if you don't have that,
yeah.
you know, but you see your siblings.
That's
have
what
that,
I was gonna say. Yeah, with his siblings. Yeah, it makes it be tough.
It's tough. Yeah. It really is, and it's really an ongoing thing. And so for years, you know, we were very, you know, compassionate with him and kind of let him get away with a little bit more than you would, mm-hmm. you know, with not being disrespectful, but just mm-hmm. like, you know, wanting his space. Like,
yes.
yeah, you're not my daddy.
Yes.
You know, like, I have my dad, you know, and
yes.
he had his pictures and his different things. And we allow him
yeah.
to have his pictures on his bed of his dad.
Definitely.
And, you know, like, we had totally, there was no, my husband was so cool about that. He
yes.
never was like, ah. You know, it was
yeah,
like, no. Because
you know there's some men who would have been ignorant.
Right, exactly.
I'm going to be looking at him all the time.
Right.
I mean, so crazy.
I mean, he had his own room and he had his stuff in there.
Yeah.
You know, so it was like we never kept him from that or, you know, going with his family to go spend time with his family. You know,
yes.
I definitely had to put boundaries up with his family and letting
mm-hmm.
them know this is a new situation,
mm-hmm.
but I am married and keep mine lives here in this house,
yes.
and this is the house and the rules that he's going to respect, so you're not going to be reinforcing that that's
no,
not his dad. That's
definitely.
Not, you know, so
but you're not gonna be doing
we had to nip that. We definitely had to nip that in the bud more than one time, and
yeah.
that was kind of an ongoing thing for a little while, too, without him feeling like, you know, he had to choose and,
yeah.
you know, different things. So all of those things happen, you know, when
mm-hmm.
you're blending families.
Families, yes. So serious.
So, it's, yeah, and from that point, it was like, you know, that's something that you're going to have to deal with forever, you know? So
mm-hmm.
it's kind of an ongoing thing. And I'm just grateful that him and my husband were able to, you know, develop that friendship, relationship. And now that he's grown and living on his own, they talk.
Yeah.
Still. They still call each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll talk. I don't know anything about it. You
yeah.
know, he'll be, oh, yeah, I talked to him. He's doing such and such, you know? So they've already formed their own
relationship.
And that's such a blessing to
that's
where
such a blessing.
I don't have to be a bridge to their relationship.
Yes.
Where they're checking in on each other and, you know, they're male bonding outside
Definitely.
Of me.
Yes.
Me, you know, doing that.
Mm-hmm.
They've developed their own relationship over the years and it could be really positive.
Definitely.
You know, so
it really can be. It's just, like you said, people being mature about it and open to accepting, you know, the other parent
the
and
other
not,
parent.
Yeah, because that's usually the problem.
Right.
The issue is that, you know, either that other parent is involved in a negative way or, you know, the new spouse is being negative about the other parent. But, you know, once you get those people to be on two mature levels, then you can bring the family together and you
right.
can work on, because issues, like you said, are going to come up no matter what. There's always going to be something, but you can at least work on it together as a family.
Right.
I mean, because some marriages or relationships just don't
work.
They
just don't work.
You know, so you have to figure out a way at least to keep the love there and to keep, you know.
Yeah, everybody happy. You don't have to do family stuff together. Sometimes it's not
yeah.
it's not for the, it's, you don't
that
have that situation.
Might not happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You may not be able to invite the daddy over or the mama over for birthday
exactly.
parties and everybody
because
have
they ain't
one,
mature enough. Because
they're not mature enough and somebody
exactly.
not hasn't healed.
Healed, exactly.
Or they might not ever really be comfortable and that's their way of coping.
Yes.
So you don't all have to be able to be at the birthday parties together and do
yes.
Christmas together and big things.
But at least just work together.
Need to. Yes. Right. To be able to communicate.
Yes.
Where you can have every other Thanksgiving, every other Christmas,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they can't all get together.
Yes.
Or they live in separate states. Or whatever the scenario can be. It's really about communication.
Definitely.
And keeping those lines of communication open.
Yes, because nowadays, I mean, basically that's what most families are. Is, you know,
blended families.
So it's like you got to find some way to be able to...
To make it work. I mean, you want to be able to move on. You don't want to stay single for the sake of your children.
Yes.
If you're ready to move on. You may, definitely. You know, as a female or as a male, whatever, it's okay to want to move on mm-hmm. and get your own life. And it doesn't stop you because you have children. It's definitely. Just really learning how to work with having children mm-hmm. and being in a new relationship and that yes. whole balance. Because it's, I mean, it's happening every day.
Every day. It sure is.
Okay. And then the last portrait, portrait number five, is the divorced or widow parents of adult children. And they get married. So you have, you know, you're married, you get divorced or never been married, but your mm-hmm. kids are already grown
yes.
on both sides mm-hmm. for older couples.
Yes.
And they both have children.
Yes.
Just being respectful to adults because they're not yeah. in the house every day. So you don't have to deal mm-hmm. with the same type of drama. But at the same time, it's like you may still have, you know, their opinionated children saying, oh, I don't like him.
Yeah.
I don't want you to be with him.
Definitely.
You know, so it's like you still,
you're still going to have to deal with some of
deal
those
with
issues.
Some type yes. of, on some level. But same, and then, you know, the other parent probably has been moved on, been remarried, mm-hmm. you know, but you got to deal with this grown child that may still be mad that their parents never worked out.
Yeah, you get people like that too.
Yeah, or still, you've been single for so long that your children are accustomed to you being single.
Yes,
and they don't want to rock the boat. They want to keep you single and available to them. So, just keeping in mind that those siblings in those type of situations may not ever get on a personal level.
Definitely.
You know, so you really would have to try harder if you want everybody over for Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
you know, to try to keep those relationships positive and
yeah.
get everybody together on a positive note
yes.
and blend the family with all these different personalities, adults,
oh,
grandkids,
yes.
you know, and all different things.
Ooh, that is serious.
So, but yeah, it's tough. You know, it's not easy. Like Kimberly was saying earlier, she has adult stepchildren, and she has, you know, small children. So, you know, getting everybody together. I mean, they grown now, so, you know,
yeah.
they're doing their own thing. But she had a very positive relationship with her stepmother, where she lived in the home with
mm-hmm.
her stepmother and her brothers and sisters, you know.
Yes.
And even with my mom and dad got divorced when I was like 3. But I have a lot of siblings from my dad.
Yes.
And my mom always, when we would go to New York, she would pick up all of his children,
yeah.
as many children as she could get a hold of.
Exactly.
She didn't want him anymore. So it was like,
yeah.
there was no drama with that.
None.
She always, you know, was very respectful to whoever he was with at the time. She just wanted us to all know each other.
Know each other.
She
definitely.
Thought that was really important for
yeah.
us to all bond and have a relationship and know each other. And to this day, I mean, I know all my siblings and,
yes.
you know, we're, cool and we talk and they all live in New York though. So we don't get to talk and see each other as much, but we still have a relationship and,
together.
Yeah. And we talk and they've come to visit here and some of them are a little younger. And so, you know, they look to me as their big sister and we talk and
yeah,
I check on them.
Exactly.
You know? And so it's important. It is important for you to know your family.
Definitely. It definitely.
It's about, it's really about the children.
It really is. It is so about the children and not about the adults not being able to get along together, you know.
Yeah.
You have to get past that stuff just so you can, like you said, make sure your children have those relationships, especially when you have more children and,
right.
you know.
And really be able to communicate with your partner about their children.
Yes.
And have an open, and if you're the step parent in the situation, being understanding to your spouse about, you know, his children or her children
mm-hmm.
and being able to be open, you
definitely.
Know, and if you are the parent and you have bringing someone else in, you know, being a listening ear to your partner about whatever it is that they're feeling,
yes.
You know, check in with them.
Definitely.
Hey, how are you feeling about it? Are you feeling overwhelmed? You know, how are the kids treating
yeah.
you? How do you
and
feel?
And making sure you give your children and that person a chance to develop a relationship before you even bring that person, before you guys try to live together.
Right.
You know, like, let them bond, let them, you know,
so
don't just spring it on them.
Right.
There's a lot of moms who do that kind of crazy stuff, you know, where they just find him a new boo And boom, he lived with him. You know, it's like, dang, we don't even know him.
You don't even know him.
What's going on? So, you know, definitely giving it. And when you're making sure that you, you know, because there's a lot of people who do that. Make sure you know the person. Like we just said, sometimes women and men just get with someone and, you know, just because you like them and you like to be with them and it's only been 2 months, then you feel like your children might not need to know that person, you know? Are they definitely, you don't want to just be bringing someone into your household with your children and you don't really know them. I mean, you know, so many people nowadays are taking that chance and then, you know, all this crazy stuff ends up happening because people not really thinking, you know, they just being selfish and thinking about what they need.
What they need.
And not really considering what their children might need or what could happen to their children.
Yeah, there definitely needs to be a long enough dating time before you even get remarried or move someone into the home with your children where you can really see if that relationship is even worth it.
Definitely.
You know, because it's so serious with children, and, you know, all the things that can happen from bringing the wrong person around them.
Yeah.
Thinking, I mean, this is going to be a person that's going to be like a mentor to your child.
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, depending on how young they are.
Yeah, and then what if your child develops a really cool relationship with them, and then you done with them?
Right.
You know, but everything happened, you know? So then they heartbroken.
Heartbroken.
Because you, it didn't last or whatever, or the person didn't.
And they've developed a relationship
with the person,
and
definitely.
Now it's over.
Exactly.
And so you're not with their dad anymore or their mom anymore, and then they have to meet somebody totally new.
Yes, exactly.
So you definitely want to take your time bringing people around your children, making sure that this is it. This is the one, you know.
Yeah, nothing's guaranteed, but at least, you know, give it some time
to find out. Yeah, and to see how they interact with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and children a lot of times are a really good indicator of whether or not this person is good people. Children have a sixth sense like that.
They really do.
You know, the vibe of somebody.
Yes.
You know?
E.T. was talking about, that was one of the, Eric Thomas, the motivational speaker, he was talking about, that was one of the issues he had with his stepdad and with his mom, was that she just brought him in. You know, she just got married. Mm-hmm. You know, so he was just like, well, dang. I mean, she didn't even ask us about, you know.
Right.
I mean, because those are your children. You're bringing someone into their life. Like, not that you have to ask their permission, but you should at least be, do you like him?
Right.
Or
do you feel comfortable? Because they have to live in the house with them.
Yes. And these are your children. They didn't ask to be brought here.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, I almost sometimes feel like we definitely should be able to have relationships if another relationship with the parent doesn't work out. But, you know, you got to be thinking about your children first. It can't just be about you because they didn't ask to be here. So it can't be so much about, you know, oh, I got to be in this relationship. Or if you do, so bad and it's not working out with the children, sometimes you need to just do that relationship, you know, on the side,
right,
and not involve the children. If you just got to have that relationship, but it's not, they don't like the person, or they're not, I mean, you know, if it's reasonable,
right,
if your children not just being crazy,
right,
but for some reason they're not getting along because your children come first,
they come first,
you know, so you might just have to wait till they get 18.
If it's gonna be that crazy.
If it's gonna be that crazy. But he was just saying that with his mom, it was just so hard because he never got a chance to develop a relationship with the man before he just, boom, I'm your stepdad.
Yeah.
You know?
And depending on how a man comes in, because men, you know, they're...
Yeah,
they're,
he was older. He wasn't like a little kid.
Right.
You know, he was like, I forget how old he said, but I think he was like early teens or...
Yeah, and that's a tough age.
You know? Anyways. Exactly.
They already, you know, barely like their parents
they
at that point.
Barely like their own parents. Let alone some new person.
It's really hard to get teenagers to even... like themselves. They're
definitely
trying to
figure
get
out
to
who
know
they are.
Who they are.
Yes.
And, you know, they're used to living with their mom or being by with their dad. And, you know, this new person is coming in to kind of shake things up and take the attention away from them.
Definitely.
You know, and so that's scary for children. It's really hard.
And it's almost like you're losing your parent a little bit.
Right.
You know, because it's not your father or it's not your mother.
Right.
So you kind of lose your parent a little bit, you know, because...
The focus is not always... It's not going to be 100% on you because...
Definitely.
As a wife, you know, you have so many responsibilities to your husband.
And you can deal with that when that's your father.
Right.
I mean, that's your dad.
Exactly.
But when it's some new person,
that you haven't even really met.
Yes.
Because I did talk to, there was a guy, he was a younger guy, and he was telling me about that. He had a situation like that.
Uh-huh.
I used to work with him. And he was saying that that's kind of what happened to him. And it was just him and his sister, him and his little sister. And he always kind of was the dad in the situation to his sister because
mm-hmm.
he was like, you know, a little older than her. And so he always nurtured for his sister and took care of her and helped the mom out.
Mm-hmm.
He was more like the male of the house.
Yes.
Because it was his mom and his sister.
Yes.
And so once she brought a new boo in, he never really knew him like that. And, you know, he had his own dad. I think his dad was incarcerated.
Uh-huh.
So he didn't really have a relationship with his real father. So it was kind of just like, here she is dating this guy on the side. All of a sudden, boom, she married. He has kids.
Exactly.
They're living with the kids. The kids, you know, they're awful. And it was just kind of like all this happened within like a matter of, you know, it was less than a year.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, living together, he's the dad. And he wasn't like trying to get to know him at all. It was more like, I'm the dad. Go clean up.
Yes.
Go. There had been no relationship developed for respect.
Exactly.
And so even though his mom and stepdad stayed married for like 10 years after that,
mm-hmm.
he never liked them. He never
yes.
had a relationship with them.
Exactly.
And so it was like, I didn't like them, and now I really don't like them. I don't like his kids. And so you can tell he still holds that resentment around in his daily life.
Yeah.
Even now, you know, he still feels, you can see it. You can
mm-hmm.
see that it's still there. He's young, but it's like he still feels anger towards his mom.
Mm-hmm.
They have a relationship, but there's some bitterness and anger
yes.
there that he never was able to
deal with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they never built a relationship, and they're still together, so there's still a little bit of resentment. So
definitely,
when you're saying, you know, sometimes you might need to wait. You know, in those kind of situations, you can really mess your kids up.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
You know,
definitely.
And this is an adult man who's still having issues, you know, with a step-parent. Well,
yeah.
I don't even think he lived with him no more.
Exactly.
You know, and so, but it's still, like, it can create that type of shutdown.
Yes, definitely.
Where, you know,
and you know,
shutdown.
Sometimes, like you said, they don't even live together anymore. I mean, you know, this person might be temporary. And your child is forever.
Right.
So sometimes you really got to be, as an adult and the parent, you know, that's why you really got to think about, is this worth, if your child is younger, you know, do I know that this is going to be something that's worth it? Is this the right person, you know, to be bringing, you know, you just can't be bringing anybody in. I mean, you know, like you said, your husband was mature. You got to make sure you're with the right person. You can't just be, I mean, because how many stories have we heard of the nightmare stepmom, the nightmare
right.
stepdad.
Right.
I mean,
it happens so often.
So often.
And a lot of people are really dealing with this type of issue with a blended family. And
yes.
it doesn't have to be all, it doesn't have to be bad.
No, it
you know,
doesn't. But
there has to be very open communication.
Definitely.
There can't be any side hanky-panky.
No.
You know, and there has to be a mutual respect
yes.
for the parent and the children. The
yes.
children need to be able to say how they feel.
Yes.
They need to be able to express themselves and say, oh, I don't really like him. Or,
yeah.
You know, and find out why. They might have some valid reasons.
Reasons why, definitely.
He doesn't make me feel comfortable.
Yes.
Or, you know, I don't know, when you're not around, you know, she acts different.
Exactly.
You know, that type of thing.
We've
like,
seen plenty of movies on that.
Okay.
The Wicked Stepmom.
The Wicked
Stepmom. I mean, you know, she acted one way. Why you in the room?
Yeah, because she putting it on you. So
yeah.
You blind. You don't see it. You don't see
you
what you're doing.
You drunk in love.
You don't see it.
Yeah,
so
but
happy.
I mean, you know, you really have to check that stuff out because you want your children to be all right. And you want to be all right, too. But, you know, you got to make sure that situation is on the up and up.
Up and up, yeah.
And that everybody, like you said, can communicate and get along. And, I mean, it definitely can work. It just has to be everybody on the same page
right.
trying to do the right thing.
And it's funny, too, because kids, like, they're smart. You know, like, they're smart. They understand what's going on, even coming from,
yes.
even with my children, you know, my oldest son, he has siblings, too, from his dad.
Uh-huh.
And once he got older, We found out that he had more siblings. And so because my mom was like really open, like, you know, your stepmom was super open.
Yeah.
I was raised that way. So I never had a problem with any of the women. In fact, I just met one of the mothers recently that I hadn't, my oldest son, his older sister, that I didn't even know about her. And then once we did find out about her after he passed, her and my son developed a quick relationship. They've been super tight. You know, I hadn't met her mom yet, but I just recently met the mom. We're fine. We're cool. You know, yeah. We're happy to meet each other. You know, our kids are really close.
Exactly.
Her daughter came to Atlanta to his graduation, you know, and kids, you know, and then with my own children for years, because they were so little, they didn't even realize that he had a different dad.
Dad, yes, exactly.
So it was kind of like, as they got older, like, it was what? Like, why is your last name different than ours? You know? And so when he told them, oh, because I have a different dad, or when they would start to get older and they look at the pictures, they're like, oh, who is that? He's like, oh, that's my dad.
Yeah.
That's your dad? They like,
what?
Wait, huh? What's how is that on? Possible? Yeah. You know? So just us being open and talking to them more as they got older, you know, like, yeah, this, and the same type of thing. Like, my oldest son's sister, they call her their sister.
Yes.
You know, they're like, oh, our sister, well, we're back in California. We get to see our sister.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Kids really don't care.
No, they really don't.
They don't.
At all.
You know, even with Kimon's cousins, they don't. Those are their cousins.
Cousins, definitely. And that's just how they see it.
They
you
see
know?
It, yeah. Those are all the sisters. Like, oh, yeah, that's my sister. Oh, that's my brother. Oh, we have more siblings? You know, like, oh, wow, okay, cool.
Hey, cool.
That's what's up. You know, we have an older sister. That's cool.
Definitely.
You know, so, you know, just everybody being mature and having that open communication, it can really be a good thing. It can really, you know, it doesn't have to be the like the horror story.
No, it doesn't have to be.
Just taking that time, communication.
Yes.
Open.
Getting some counseling if you need.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Counseling. Definitely getting that family counseling.
Yes.
For sure.
For sure.
That's probably mandatory in most cases.
Yes.
Especially when you have siblings on both sides.
Definitely.
And, you know, that can really, or, you know, a parent who passed away, because there's a certain grieving for the parent that lost their husband or wife. And for the children that lost their mother or father.
Definitely.
And so they're, that, and that really needs to be separate.
Yes.
You know, like where they have their own counseling just for the grievance part.
Mm-hmm.
Let alone the reconnection into a new family or to, you know, having a new wife or husband.
Yeah.
But just them, you know, getting past the grieving, in which in most cases you never really get over it.
No.
You know, you just learn to live with it. And but if you're able to talk to an outside person other than the people in the house so that feelings don't get hurt, we don't feel, you know, defensive or, oh, I'm not good doing good enough of a job as a parent. And, you know, like you just need to have that open door, open window to be able to talk to somebody outside of the situation that's not biased. That's just a listen ear to help you cope.
Definitely.
So that's pretty much it. Those are the portraits. Those are the most common. I mean, of course, there's like a billion different scenarios.
Yes, but I mean.
But for the most part, those are like the most common blended families.
So blend those families, you guys. Yes. Work on it.
Work on it. You
yes,
know.
Yes, you got to work on it.
And it only can just make the kids better. All of the, everybody involved, it just makes their life so much simpler.
Yes, definitely.
Once you can get past those little hurdles. It can,
yeah.
It can definitely work.
We're
both
definitely work.
Living testaments that blended families
can work. Just got to work on it.
Got to work on it and make a conscious effort to make it work.
Definitely. Yeah. It's like, you know, the marriage. You got to work on a relationship. So.
Yeah. So it's building a relationship. Not coming in, you know, like as a, oh, I'm in charge now.
Yes.
It's like, no, you know, be a friend.
Definitely.
That would be my best advice is to always go into the situation. Just to be a friend.
Yeah, not trying to be nobody's mama or daddy.
They don't even want their own mama and daddy.
Exactly. Let alone somebody they don't even know.
Or that you do know that just came around.
Yeah, definitely. So true. Well, that's it for us today, guys.
That's it for us.
On blended families. We hope some of this information helps you if you do have a blended family or thinking about forming a blended family. And please go on our Modern Mommy 2 and give us a follow or give us some likes. And then check us out on iTunes and give us a review or rating when you get a chance. It only takes like 1 or 2 minutes. to do, and it really helps us to get our podcast out there to more people. So until next week, everyone have an awesome day and an awesome week.
Okay,
we're signing out. Happy Monday.
Bye, guys.
Peace.